FM is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program. Kevin Wood, production director, Next Media, Joliet.
My favorite part about going to the Illinois Center for Broadcasting was, first of all, I got to do everything here. For anybody looking to get into the program, I would say be ready to learn. Be ready to get in here and really take your skills to another level on your own. The instructors can show you how to do it.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
Check it out! Somebody make some noise in this joint, man!
Every day, the chances of becoming a victim of mercury poisoning increase. Mercury poisoning may cause neurological damage that impairs learning, vision, and memory. And mercury itself has become part of our everyday lives, absorbed by certain fish, taken into our bodies, and passed on to our children like a common cold. But you can stop this. Log on to earthshare.org and find out how. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
I'm the one that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
And a very pleasant Friday, an early weekend for us, a special edition Friday afternoon of U.S. Premier Hockey. And we have the Chicago Cougars and the Iliana. I got to get that word right. Blackbirds. Hello and welcome, Sportstown Chicago. Eric O'Brien, Chris Lebosco, and Eric Willowhite as we have this Western Conference matchup. A special edition, as I said, this game was originally scheduled. It got rescheduled, and so because of that, I think Iliana has a few scratches tonight.
Yeah, it was actually, well, there's still supposed to be a game today, Eric. It was supposed to be in Janesville, Wisconsin, though, and they switched it to here. It was actually a little bit later of a time. They were supposed to be playing at 12:30 up in Janesville, and then they switched it to 1 o'clock here at the Leaf Center here in Dundee, Illinois. So at least for both teams, they kind of expected to be playing right now. But at the same time, it's a little weird when it's you think you're going one place and then you're somewhere else.
But if there's one thing I know from playing, Eric, it's that, hey, it doesn't matter. I got ice. I got a stick. I got some skates. We're going to play. It doesn't really matter where you're going to play, when you're going to play. This is going to happen. What do you expect today?
Well, I expect a competitive battle. Obviously, there's a big disparity in the standings between these two teams. The Cougars second in the Western Conference right now with 44 points. The Iliana Blackbirds coming up with 24 points. So that's a big disparity, but obviously you got to play the games and anything can happen. So we'll see what this battle turns out to be today.
Should be an exciting matchup. The Chicago Cougars trying to battle with the Dells Ducks for that first place. Right now they're about two games back.
Yeah.
We're going to do our three stars of the game at the end of the game. Chris, why don't you kick off our three keys to the game?
Well, the first key is definitely to keep up the intensity for the Chicago Cougars. They're playing a team, Eric, that they've played before, and they actually let the Blackbirds jump out in front of them in that one, but then they were able to take control and win the game handily. But here's the thing. This is not the competition that they just played last week where they did play that first-place Dells Ducks team. So they've struggled at times when they played worse competition. Sometimes they played down to the competition's level. So need to keep intensity up for the entire game.
Eric, a second key to the game. What do you have for me?
Keep feeding the Zavane train. So Gavin Nickerson is the leading scorer right now for the Cougars. However, in only 18 games played, Anthony Zavane has 18 goals and 9 assists. So he's fast coming up the leaderboard in terms of the scoring leaders for the Cougars. So watch out for number 17 in white.
And Chris, take us home, the third key to the game.
Fine secondary scoring. One of the problems against the Dells Ducks was that it was the top guys doing all the work. You need to have those second, third line guys getting involved in the scoring to give your team an opportunity. They didn't really do that a whole lot, guys. So doing that is something I want to see here against the Blackbirds. They are able to go four deep as far as lines go. They're a talented team, but you need those lines contributing in order to even get them out on the ice anyways, where in the Ducks, we saw them sometimes double shift guys. There was guys who were forwards with 18 minutes of ice time. That's unheard of for a forward. Maybe for a defenseman, yeah, but a forward with 18 minutes, you don't want to see that if you're the Chicago Cougars happen again.
All right, just about 6 minutes away from puck drop. Three keys to the game, three stars of the night. Three heads are better than one. We'll have the starting lineups when we come back. Stortstown, Chicago.
Chances of becoming a victim of mercury poisoning increase. Mercury poisoning may cause neurological damage that impairs learning, vision, and memory. And mercury itself has become part of our everyday lives, absorbed by certain fish, taken into our bodies, and passed on to our children like a common cold. But you can stop this. Log on to earthshare.org and find out how. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
I'm the one that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
You love sports, you have drive and determination, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. Hey, this is Herb Lawrence. I'm here to tell you how to get those skills, just like I did, at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Get hands-on training for a career in radio, TV, or digital media. Learn to be a host, producer, or shoot and edit video. With internships, job placement assistance, and affordable tuition, you can get started with a new career at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Enrolling now. Go to beonair.com/score. That's beonair.com/score.
Attention, family, friends, players, coaches, and fans. Are you a high school or college athlete that had your game covered by SportstownChicago.com? You can relive the glory by going to our podcast section of our website to listen to all the past games over the last 2 years. Just go to the website at SportstownChicago.com and check out the podcast section, and it'll take you right to your sport. Now that's SportstownChicago.com.
It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program. Kevin Wood, Production Director, Next Media, Joliet.
My favorite part about going to the Illinois Center for Broadcasting was, first of all, I got to do everything here. For anybody looking to get into the program, I would say be ready to learn. Be ready to get in here and really take your skills to another level on your own. The instructors can show you how to do it.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
Check it out! Somebody make some noise in this joint, man!
Every day, the chances of becoming a victim of mercury poisoning increase. Mercury poisoning may cause neurological damage that impairs learning, vision, and memory. And mercury itself has become part of our everyday lives, absorbed by certain fish, taken into our bodies, and passed on to our children like a common cold. But you can stop this. Log on to earthshare.org and find out how. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
It is very much the school where you get out of it what you put into it.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard gets results.
My name is Misty Callahan, and I am a traffic reporter for Total Traffic and Weather Network.
From being on air to the all-important behind the scenes.
You're constantly doing projects, and it's like not just in class stuff, too. I mean, there are projects you have to do outside of class time as well as interning.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting Lombard campus is where you go if you're serious about a career in broadcasting.
You had to come up with the show topics. You had to research the show topics, come up with talking points. points for your host. So it's not something that you just take a lackadaisical approach to. But if it's something that you really want to do, if you really want to be a reporter, if you really want to be on air, you really want to be a camera guy, then yeah, it's a program that'll at least give you the entry-level skills to help you get that first job in the business.
I'm Jonathan Hood, instructor at Illinois Center for Broadcasting at Lombard, and I suggest that you find out more today by going to the website beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hi, this is Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
I'm the one that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
What's up? It's Jonathan Hood from Chicago's Game Night. You've heard me talk about the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard, but what do the students think?
My name's John Stevens. I am a promotion coordinator at ESPN. Everybody was helpful. Everyone cared. All the teachers at ICB were really there and passionate about their job and sharing their idea and their dream with you so you could achieve your goal.
At ICB in Lombard, you learn the tools that will help you get that first job in the business. Dozens of industry pros teach you how to be on air, produce shows behind the scenes, work digital equipment, and design web pages.
And it works around your time. It's very flexible, and they work with you at every hour and any day they possibly can.
Plus internships, career placement assistance, and a commitment to your success.
I'm living the dream, and I suggest that everyone who has a passion for radio or television or in web design, ICB is definitely a place for them to go.
Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to get started. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Just being part of the ESPN team is special, and it's all because of ICB.
You love sports, you have drive and determination, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. Hey, this is Herb Lawrence. I'm here to tell you how to get those skills, just like I did, at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Get hands-on training for a career in radio, TV, or digital media. Learn to be a host, producer, or shoot and edit video. With internships, job placement assistance, and affordable tuition, you can get started with a new career at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Enrolling now. Go to beonair.com/score. That's beonair.com/score.
SportsTownChicago.com is an internet sports station that is located at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard, Illinois. We offer you a chance, or should I say, an opportunity, to become an on-air personality, get invited to live sporting events, and we teach you how to interact with your listeners. Get the training you need to get in the broadcasting industry. Just go to SportsTownChicago.com or dial 630-916-1700.
And we bring you back into Leafs Ice Arena in Dundee, Illinois. Sportstown Chicago's coverage of the U.S. Premier Hockey League. Eric O'Brien, Eric Willowhite, and there's Chris Lobosco. You're doing it all, Chris.
Yeah, I got to do what you have to, right? It's just kind of how it goes.
We do what we have to bring you the broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. The teams have just wrapped up their warm-ups, and the ice will be cleared, resurfaced, and then we'll come back. For starters, Chris, you have watched this Chicago Cougars team for the better part of the season. We're now into the prime of the season. What can we expect from them? Who is an exciting player on this team?
Well, there's a lot of exciting guys on this team, and that's the nice thing, Eric. Gavin Nickerson obviously is one that comes. He's one of the top point scorers. We talked about Anthony Zavain already, but there's a guy, Matt Letmanski, who plays on the second line. He's a high-risk, high-reward player where he has some pretty moves that he can do. Sometimes he'll get caught. But gosh, when he does that move sometimes, it's just it's awesome to watch. I mean, the team right now, the Cougars, they're calling it Deke Ember for December, sort of like Movember. So he's got some of those Deeks that you'll see them putting up on the YouTube page for the Chicago Cougars. So that's definitely a guy, too. That's the nice thing is most of the time they will roll four lines. So you're going to see multiple guys getting involved. That's what I expect to see tonight. But the other thing, too, is the style is what, if you're a Blackhawks fan, it's a very similar style.
but that's not the Blackhawks out there. Don't let those uniforms fool you on the other side. That's not the Blackhawks. We're talking about the Chicago Cougars. They will be in green.
Yes, they got their white I think they got the white jerseys and the yellow numbers on today for those home ones. They got some nice jerseys, though. And it's a nice little throwback, of course, to the 70s as well, to the team that played then, which is kind of cool, too, that they brought it back to life. And everything that happens with this team, guys, is history for the team.
You know, and that's the funny thing. My very first hockey game I ever went to was a Chicago Cougars game at the International Amphitheater. And I can't tell you one thing about the game. I was fascinated by the scoreboard the whole game. I couldn't tell you what happened on the ice. I think I was like 5-6 years old, something like that.
Well, let's hope that the Zamboni doesn't throw another giant clump of snow. We had that earlier. It looks like he did a better job this time. Eric, as far as the Ileana Blackbirds coming in, and we don't know much about them, and that's what happens with these types of leagues. You know, I used to play minor league baseball, and you never knew what the roster was going to be coming in because you don't even know if your players are going to get paid half the time. There were only 18 people coming in today. How does a team overcome those small numbers against a daunting opponent in the Chicago Cougars vying for that first place spot?
Well, every team's and every player is looking for an opportunity. So when you're in the position that Ileana is right now, as a coach, you have an opportunity to dig into your roster to find out who can produce for you. So when you have a roster the size that they do and where your record is at, it allows you the opportunity to mix and match and experiment a lot more than maybe you would in the case where the Cougars are second in the Western Conference, fighting for the division lead. So it's a situation where I think you have the luxury to experiment more. But you're right, it does make it a challenge because you know you have to step up your game. And each player on Ileana is still looking for an opportunity to shine. So now whether or not that translates into a team game, that's the question.
To expound on that too, you know, these guys, it's just like minor league baseball. This isn't where they want to end up. This is just one of the stepping stones for them. So the big thing here, too, is you want to – if you're not giving a full effort, especially in a league like this, what are you doing here? That's a big thing as well. And one thing you will see for sure from Ileana, they're going to give the effort. There's no doubt about that. They're going to try and run their system. They're going to do what they can. It's just that they're probably not – and they it certainly looks like so in the standings. They're not as talented as the Cougars are, but you can say for the Cougars, that's good scouting by general manager Brad Stofers, who's also the head coach. But even so, if you're Ileana, that doesn't matter. You're here to try and get a college scholarship, get a look at one of the higher junior hockey leagues. So your focus should be obviously on yourself, but helping your team, because then you're helping yourself.
And that's a good point that you were going to make, and I was going to ask you, how do you fight that urge if you're playing for yourself and you've had all this shakeup and not so many numbers are coming in? Maybe you don't feel like there's a lot of commitment. How do you overcome just saying, I'm going to get mine today?
Well, here's the thing, too. These coaches talk. So if you're a guy who plays, let's say, for the Chicago Cougars, they have really good ties to the Janesville Jets. All right? Brad Stofers talks with Joe Dibble all the time. Joe Dibble is actually an owner, a part owner of the Cougars. So you think he's not talking to these guys? So, and it's the same way with teams like Ileana and everybody else. They have some sort of affiliation with guys that are above them. So in that respect, you can't just think, all right, I'm thinking me first, because your coach is going to say to the guy who's looking at you, say, wow, he had a good game today. But then the coach is going to say, yeah, but he did nothing on the defensive end. He was cherry picking at the blue line waiting for the puck. You know, you can't do that, because it's such a small community, too, where guys know each other really well. I mean, Brad, I've seen him interact with all the coaches, even here just at this Tier 3 junior level. He's talked with a lot of the coaches and assistant coaches from teams. So you can't think that I'm just going to play for me. It's not going to help you out, especially when it comes to hockey, too, where it is a team. It's such a big team game.
Well, every team in hockey has their captain. We have our captain of the broadcast, Mr. Chris Lebosco. He does it all. You'll be down ringside getting interviews. You'll be getting those late scratches. We'll have the starters coming up. Final thoughts, gentlemen, before we get started here.
From my perspective, I'm interested to see how Max Barr performs today. He's only played in 4 games. He has a great goals against average of 1.50, but there's a little asterisk by that. His save percentage is sub 900. And as a goalie, you always want to be over 900. So obviously he can't control the number of shots that he faces, but he has some control over the pucks that go into the net. So let's see if he can have a higher save percentage output today.
The good thing for him, too, is that he's really coming in. He's really new to the team. I think this is only his third week maybe with the team, but he's also pushing Dylan Gillis and Jesse Heis before they kind of felt, all right, you know, we know one's going to play one game, the other guy's going to play the other game unless he's really hot. So this is pushing them because he is a pretty good goalie. Now, I know you said he's got that below 90% save percentage, but the reason he's getting the start tonight is because they are giving him an opportunity to get a chance to get a couple more starts and maybe break his way and get above either Dylan or Jesse. So right. Dylan and Jesse, they can't stay complacent. Otherwise, Max is going to pass him off.
For Ileana, this last minute scratch at goalie, we don't know much about Carstensen. How does he go? This is a tall task with Chicago and the scoring power with Chicago. What do you expect out of a young goalie like this?
You know what? I expect him to try and do things right. The biggest thing, especially as a goalie, get your sights, you know, get your sight lines, know everything. You're probably going to see a lot of shots. This is a Cougars team that takes a lot of shots. So make sure you're in your positioning and you're doing the things right. That's all you can really do right now. And then you have to hope that your defense is going to play well in front of you because this is a very high-powered offense. I think they have the most goals out of anyone in the league. They've given up more than some of the other teams, but as far as the offensive goes, that's their side. That's their forte. So expect a lot of shots. Try and hold on to those rebounds. Get out, be big in front of the paint. Don't get caught in the blue paint a lot. That's what you got to do as a young goaltender. Just make sure you're at least doing your fundamentals right.
Just another day of U.S. Premier Hockey. We'll have the starting lineups coming up. Stay with us.
SportsTownChicago.com. You can relive the glory by going to our podcast section of our website to listen to all the past games over the last 2 years. Just go to the website at SportsTownChicago.com and check out the podcast section, and it'll take you right to your sport. Now that's SportsTownChicago.com.
It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program. Kevin Wood, Production Director, Next Media, Joliet.
My favorite part about going to the Illinois Center for Broadcasting was, first of all, I got to do everything here. For anybody looking to get into the program, I would say be ready to learn, be ready to get in here, and really take your skills to another level on your own. The instructors can show you how to do it.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
Check it out! Somebody make some noise in this joint, man!
Every day, the chances of becoming a victim of mercury poisoning increase. Mercury poisoning may cause neurological damage that impairs learning, vision, and memory. And mercury itself has become part of our everyday lives, absorbed by certain fish, taken into our bodies, and passed on to our children like a common cold. But you can stop this. Log on to earthshare.org and find out how. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
It is every much the school where you get out of it what you put into it.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard gets results.
My name is Misty Callahan, and I am a traffic reporter for Total Traffic and Weather Network.
From being on air to the all-important behind the scenes.
You're constantly doing projects, and it's like not just in class stuff, too. I mean, there are projects you have to do outside of class time as well as interning.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting Lombard campus is where you go if you're serious about a career in broadcasting.
You had to come up with the show topics. You had to research the show topics, come up with talking points. points for your host. So it's not something that you just take a lackadaisical approach to. But if it's something that you really want to do, if you really want to be a reporter, if you really want to be on air, you really want to be a camera guy, then yeah, it's a program that'll at least give you the entry-level skills to help you get that first job in the business.
I'm Jonathan Hood, instructor at Illinois Center for Broadcasting at Lombard, and I suggest that you find out more today by going to the website beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
We are getting set for puck drop. SportstownChicago.com. Eric O'Brien, Chris Lebosco, and Eric Willow-White with you on the call for the Chicago Cougars and the Illiana Blackbirds. I'm going to have trouble with that one all day long, I promise you. Stick
we'll
with
you
me, folks.
It.
Here are your starting lineups. First for the visiting Illiana Blackbirds. Starting defenseman number 9, Jordan Keller. Number 21, starting defenseman, Joe Fiandaca. At left wing, number 18, Maxim Karpikov. Right wing, number 72, Jake Vervleed. At center, number 74, Andriy Rusakov. And the late starting goalie, number 33, Hayden Karstensen. And for the Cougars, as you see kind of them getting announced right now, starting at defenseman number 2, Hunter Schiffman. Another defenseman, number 3, Matt Olson. At left wing, number 24, Cody Raybach. Right wing, number 17, the Zvain train, Anthony Zvain. And center, the scoring leader, number 19, Gavin Nickerson. Watch for him all day. And in at goal, number 35, Max Barr. Those are your two starting lineups for the Chicago Cougars and the Illiana Blackbirds. As you see them skating onto the ice right now, the Cougars are. White jerseys, kind of an off-white jersey. No gold numbers, and they will get loosened up on the other side. The Illiana Blackhawks. Look a lot, Blackbirds. They look a lot like the Chicago Blackhawks.
They do.
And their uniforms are almost exactly alike. Here we come. The refs go to center ice, and we will have a national anthem, I believe, first from the Canadian side and then from the United States. I'll let you listen.
Nah, we'll just have the American one this time, thankfully.
Hear the crowd chanting, a decent crowd for a Friday afternoon in this type of a league, Chris.
Yeah, especially when the game changed places too, or I'm sure most of these people probably didn't know until the day before that it changed either. I mean, we didn't even know it changed until Wednesday, so appreciate everybody here and for all of you who are watching at home.
And they'll still be filing in throughout the day. We are just about set for puck drop at center ice.
For those of you maybe the casual hockey observer in minor leagues and junior leagues, you have one referee and two linesmen. I know in the NHL, people are used to seeing two referees and two linesmen. It's a little bit different in the lower levels.
And the faceoff is won by Ileana. And they'll come left to right in behind the goal, and immediately we will have a stoppage of play.
You look at that first one there, the Cougars just push it into the zone, kind of bounced in front of the net, guys, and now you get the quick whistle and the quick restart.
Raybach loses that faceoff. They'll scramble for the puck, and Nickerson will shoot that along, and here come the Cougars. A kick save and a beauty at center ice. Nickerson fighting two Blackbirds. He'll lose that battle, and so here we come.
We talked about how they're a very similar team to the Blackhawks. Puck possession, you'll notice, is going to be a big thing, Eric.
Ruskov clears that one, and we will have a line change. Pass wide. Missing the mark, that was
icing.
13. Henry Laukkanen.
And that's something you'll see as well, some stretch passes. That one just a little bit behind the intended player. I believe that was Palermo that they were trying to break out in front there.
A little mistiming there between Palermo and Laukkanen. Ileana wins that faceoff.
Oh,
and immediately a quick goal.
Redirected out in front. There was nothing Max Barr could do on that one.
Yeah, Maynard just flipped that one to the net in a redirect out front. 1-0 Ileana. You know, one of the things, so in this particular instance, the Cougars actually won the draw.
You get another look at it there. You're going to see Maynard went top shelf. Just got that.
A little bit of a screen there.
I think that's the number was 67 for Ileana, so I believe that's Krolak was the one who ended up getting that tip in front.
And so Krolak on the deflection, that would be an assist for Maynard. And we have a blowout from a Cougar.
I think they thought maybe an icing there as Barr had his hand up in the air, but there was no call.
Yeah, players didn't have too much urgency on that one, and we are in now on the backboards behind the Cougars' net. Contested puck, and Ileana will come out with it right in front of goal.
Nice save there.
Beautiful save by Barr.
Blackbirds have the intensity here in the early going. So what I was trying to say on that goal, the Cougars actually won the faceoff.
Yeah, they had won it, and then they weren't able to get it out of the zone.
Exactly. So they weren't able to gain possession of it. And then after that, the Blackbirds were able to set up and got that deflected goal.
Surprisingly, Ileana doing a really nice job so far at the faceoff. And here comes a clear breakaway in front of the goal, and that is a good goal.
Cody Raybach.
Yeah, Cody. Raybach. Yeah, Raybach. Getting out behind the defense, guys, and a good pass to spring him free. We're going to get a nice close look at the goal here by Raybach as he's going to streak in from the right of your screen. He's going to put it first onto his forehand and then take the quick shot. He saw an opening, and he's able to get it underneath the glove and above the pad level of the goalkeeper for Ileana. Nice job able to get that goal and get this game tied up early on.
Gavin Nickerson getting your lunch pail assist there. He actually blocked that shot almost up at his top section there. Was able to get that puck over.
As we get one more view of the goal there, and like you said, the nice assist from Nickerson. It looks like Raybach going off here too, as it looks like they're switching lines for the Cougars.
Raybach pulled away on that goal, the speed. Ileana could not keep up. Another faceoff won by Ileana, but they'll have to regroup. Zavain taking a slide. Looked like he was sliding into second base almost.
Yeah, a lot of guys losing the edge here early on. I'm not sure why. The ice looks pretty good.
Certainly not NHL quality, but nice enough to play on.
Zavain looking for the redirect there.
That goes wide, and here comes Ileana. And they miss wide.
You got to be having a little bit better communication defensively there. Both defensemen were on the wrong side of the goal, left that man wide open in the middle. They're lucky that puck bounced the way it did. Otherwise, that's it. Probably a goal for the Blackbirds.
Yeah, that's Schiffman happened a couple times so far, Chris.
Schiffman will move it ahead, and it'll be a race for the puck, and they'll call icing.
Yeah, it's the just like the NHL guys, it's a hybrid icing. Take one more look at this one as well. You're going to see the pass. He's sending it right through the middle, right to a player who's open. Just have to be able to get the stick onto that one and try and control it. That's a good breakout pass, but you have to receive the pass too.
Early on, almost all the passes are going wide. Both teams just a little bit off on their timing. Sometimes that's to be expected when you're playing with new people in a new arena. Oh, no. Just a flat-out whiff by Ileana there. Lucky to control the puck now. And Chicago will take it.
So I noticed early on they've changed up. Zavane is on the second line. I don't know if that was just a shift in
strategy either. Maybe they're trying to get even out the lines a little bit more because that first line's been so heavy with the scoring.
Right. One of the keys of the game earlier is finding some of that secondary scoring.
Puck squirts out, and Chicago will regroup here. And taken away, Ileana, but he has four Cougars to deal with. A nice move. Cannot keep his skate, but here come the Cougars. The shot goes wide.
Good shot opportunity for Matt Ledmanski there. I was a little surprised he didn't try to go around the defender. That's usually an area where he's got a one-on-one and a lot of room and a bit of time. I don't think he realized he had as much time as he did because you saw the quick release there, or maybe he's trying to use the defender as a screen in front of the goalkeeper. That could have been it as well. But you see he's got a nice, hard, and quick wrister.
Yeah, that's good. You can always catch a goalie off guard when you possess one of those.
And so Nickerson.
Got somebody in the box, too, for Ileana. It's number 21 for them. And Joe Fiandaca, he's in the box.
We'll see what Chicago can do on the power play. They got plenty of time in front of the net and a save.
Bit of an individual effort there on that opportunity for Cody Rayback. He just took it off the half boards and skated in with it. He didn't really have a lot, but if he would have looked, he actually had a player on the other side that would was open in the left circle for the quick one-timer.
You could see there on the replays, Vane was trailing, looming large.
So the call on Fiandaca was tripping. He's in the box for tripping.
Trying to spread the defense. We'll see if they can try it underneath. Good defense there by Ileana.
Not able to get possession of the puck, though. That might come back to bite them.
1:25 left on the power play. And Chicago will have to regroup.
Not a lot of shots for the Cougars on that on this so far.
A little careless here in their own end on the power play. Not a good sign early on.
Sands with it in front of the net. Tries it once, tries it twice. Nothing doing. Barr holding strong. And now we'll have
a little scrum.
Some words and pleasantries exchanged.
And like you were saying, Eric, that just some really sloppy play in your own end. A turnover with that pass through the middle. You have to recognize where that guy is. Maybe make that pass somewhere up along the boards. You do have the extra man out there.
Right.
You're probably going to be able to break out of your own end, no problem. Don't let that one forward really cause harm like that.
Yeah, it seemed to be like they weren't expecting the pressure down deep down in their zone. But you have to be ready for anything.
Just under a minute left on the Chicago power play. Tied at one. This is where you expect to see Zvane or Nickerson as a shot deflected. I don't even think either one of them are on the ice right now.
Yeah, they were on for that first unit, and I think Brad wasn't happy, so he took them off and went with the second unit for the end of the power play.
That's Doremus. Shot save.
Good opportunity there. I don't know if that was partially deflected. Let's get a look at that.
Sitting in front, Joey Palermo.
Yeah, it was a good job by Palermo. He's a defenseman. He comes in from his defensive spot into the top in the slot, and he takes a shot opportunity there. But good job being in the right position by the goalkeeper for Ileana.
He had the look, just couldn't cash in. There's a shot. A little too high. One more time.
That was a good idea because Letmanski had nobody there and nothing but the net to shoot at.
Palermo way upstairs. Might have deflected it off of the stick of Rusakov. Power play done. Ileana holds strong.
One thing the Cougars may want to watch out is goaltender for Ileana tends to go down early, drop down early. So just keep an eye on that here in the early going.
Both teams back at full strength. Puck was loose in front.
So far, the goalie for Ileana has been playing really well, guys.
Karstensen doing well. Was able to just shift that puck out of there. Now behind the net, trying a reach around and hitting ice.
Cougars putting on some pressure now. See if they can sustain that.
And someone is without a stick right now. That would be Jesper Lundberg, so he'll come off the ice as we have a scrum. Who will come out of it? Olsen chucks it in there, and Karstensen coming out of goal, but no Cougar in sight, so they will regroup.
They're keeping the possession time so far, though, guys. They're putting a lot of pressure on Ileana.
Yeah, Ileana hasn't been overset well. Here they go.
And here comes Poya.
Good defensive play there. Kept him on the outside and didn't get a sniff of the goal.
Ileana trying to work the boards. In front shot. Not that time.
Dangerous play there. He had a tough time getting back up on his feet to cover the other corner, but luckily the puck didn't head that way.
Chicago goes for a quick line change. That broken stick still on the ice. Puck just took a chunk out of it. And a lot of players have been hitting the deck. Edges have been getting caught all day so far. And that could play into some of the errant passes that we've seen, Chris.
Yeah, see if that comes into play, too, on the back end. If maybe there's a pass forward and then the defenseman falls and allows for a forward to get a quick opportunity out in front.
Chicago just missing out on that breakaway.
It was almost Cody Rayback again.
Working
Ileana
the sides,
did a good job
boards.
Keeping the puck in the zone.
Oh, he had a chance. Chicago recovered on defense. Loose puck. Who will get it?
Rabeck, nice feed.
In front.
Rabeck, nice feed to Zavane there. Just wide.
A hard check right in front of us. And Chicago keeps possession.
Watson on Sands.
Now on the sideboards coming up into the Ileana zone player. Oh, nice defensive move there by the captain. Ileana cuts that pass off and now trying to make something happen. Fighting his way through a double team. McKellar can't quite get there. And We'll have another disagreement down on the left corner of your screen. Under 10 minutes now in the first period, tied at one.
Oh, giveaway there.
Shot.
It's a big giveaway to give there. They got lucky that the shot went high.
Yeah, we have a penalty.
Another player down. Another stick down.
It's a little bit of a weird that they blew the whistle a little earlier before the player even touched the puck.
Another tripping call, this one on Mulladay.
And now they'll finally have a chance to get that broken stick off of the ice. That'd been sitting there for the better part of 6 minutes.
A little surprised that last one was called a trip. It more looked like he got him up near the face. Thought maybe it was going to be like a high stick or something.
Yeah, initially it did look like that.
And so the second power play opportunity for Chicago. Svein working in front. Svein and Nickerson.
Great stop there. Great stop.
Well, I think they kind of need to change up what they're doing, alluding to what you had said earlier as we watch this, as Nickerson gets the puck at the bottom of the left circle and cuts in for an opportunity. Going down, really good down low seems to be the goalkeeper for Ileana in Krastenson. So try getting up high near his mask and above his shoulders.
Right.
Face off this time in favor of Chicago.
And especially when you're on a power play, you have a little bit more time and space. You have the opportunity to, you know, you're anxious when you get in front of the net, you want to shoot, but just that extra second thinking where you want to put that puck could be the difference between a goal or not.
That was Matt Olson putting his body in front of the oncoming Ileana. And now Chicago with possession as they'll go for a quick line change and Olson will check out. Oh, picked just out of the air.
Let's say that's going to be a high sticking.
Yeah.
You like the hand-eye coordination, but at the same time, now you got to take a draw in your zone. So
yeah, on a power play.
Like to take another look at it too. And he got the blade of this stick too. So it's not like it's in line with your hands. It's actually the blade part. So that's a lot of concentration and hand-eye coordination to do that.
Nice talent to show off, but it costs. Well, it doesn't end up costing Chicago. Actually, they win the face-off, and here they come.
Yeah, this allows them to get set up here.
Doremus centering it. Plays it back, and good defense from Ileana. Doremus trying to set up everything again. He'll have to chase the puck down, as Barr will help him out with that.
Get maybe one more opportunity to set up here for the Cougars, but so far their power play, not a lot of shots, guys. They haven't been taking as many opportunities as maybe they could.
Still tied at one with 7:40 left in the final 20 seconds of the Chicago power play. They have not been impressive on it. Almost another high stick there.
That being said, though, too, I think Ileana has done a good job of keeping them to the outside and not allowing them to get any prime real estate shots.
Fresh legs for Chicago and a pass picked off by Ileana.
We got a 2-on-1, almost 2-on-2 now.
And now here we go, 3-on-2 for Chicago. And a save.
What a move, though, by Matt Letmanski to go around the diving player. I thought for sure he was going to get taken out there and that was going to be a penalty. I think we'll be able to catch it here just in the corner of the screen. He just got it right after he got past the player, but you get a good view of the shot. He tries to go up high. Good job by Krastenson getting up and getting out and be big in front, not letting the rebound.
Krastenson been really impressive so far. There's another deflection.
Good point, Chris, on no rebound there because you have Cougars players swarming the net. He was able to absorb that nice and soft, no second chance.
And Ileana has killed two Chicago power plays thus far. And now taking their shot at goal. Backhand, wrister, no. And they'll have to do it again.
A little shaky there on Bar, almost a scoring opportunity.
Hit the bottom of rebound. Hit the bottom of his glove.
Olson backtracking. Maynard loses it, centering, and picked off by Chicago. Well, no. They'll trade it back and forth, and now Chicago will have a clear view. As he gets spun around, Andrew Van Dyke kind of holding his right arm a little bit. Now he looks okay. And Chicago will corral it. Both teams go for a line change. Ooh, a hard hit. And slap shot, no good.
Good save by Barr.
Now, that was a nice hit by Max Olsen, but the big thing is there, he kind of left his team in a bad way defensively because he is a defenseman. As you see, you have two guys to the inside, but you gave him that entrance into the zone and then a shot opportunity. And it's not a defensive guy who's back there. It's a forward trying to play as a defenseman.
All right. Not the easiest thing to do.
Joe Starvovich on that hard shot. And a nice save by Barr.
Yeah, Barr closed the five hole on that really quick.
This is Vane in behind the net trying to work it for Nickerson, and it is cut off. Trying it again. Again, good defense right in front of the net.
And Nickerson has a little size there, so when you get him in front of the net, he's very hard to move.
Looking from the outside now. About 5 minutes left in the first period. Still tied at one.
Nickerson just tipped that one wide of the net, but that was a good idea from him, and I think it was Doremus on the initial shot.
Zvain working from the left, cutting through.
And I think
that's a goal. Lane scored.
Yeah, that one got in. He got it through the five hole.
I was blocked from our camera. I couldn't even see that one go in.
Yeah, well, it was tough to tell anyways because it looked like it could almost have been in the pad. As you see, there's not a lot of room there, but he's able to just sneak it under. It looks like the right pad of right underneath the right pad of Krasnick before he could get it down and close off that gap. So that's a really nice job by Zvane to even recognize that he could get the puck through there. Because from initial look, it looks like he's not going to be able to do that, especially when you watch it in slow motion there.
Yeah, I thought that was a pass going across, and
yeah, he just flew by his man on the left side. Left the defenseman trailing. There's some quick wheels there shown by Zvane.
Lightning quick and almost a no reaction from either team when it went in.
I think they weren't sure either if it had went in.
So Chicago leads by one in the first period as we start ticking down to 4 minutes left. And Chicago again in Ileana's zone, fighting for the puck behind the net. Launch a puck down there, and Chicago will go for a line change. And another goal.
Giveaway again in the Ileana zone.
I'm watching. I'm marking down our goal scorers on my sheet here, so I didn't even get to see the opportunity, but we get another replay of it is the nice thing. As you saw, like you said, it's a turnover from behind their own net, too. That ends up leading to the opportunity out here into the middle. Nice job to keep the pressure away from his back and get a shot off and just beat the goalie over to that far side. I think that was Nick Kropp on the shot. That is beautiful because that's a hard shot to do, going across your body back towards the other post.
With a man draped over you.
Yes.
And Eric, it seemed like Ileana had total control of that possession. Krupp just kind of came in there, a quick backhand.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things. Chris alluded to that turnover behind the net.
Now a shot try for Ileana, deflected by Barr.
If you're going to give up a rebound, make sure you're kicking those over to the corner. And that's what Barr did in that example.
Chicago clears their zone and now threatening back in Ileana's zone, already up two. 3 minutes left in the first period. And And look out here. Oh, nice move. Peters was going to have nothing between him and the goalie, and it just clipped the defender. Lina doing well. Doremus shot, no good. Chicago picking up the pace a little bit. It started slow, they're starting to feel it now.
Definitely starting to see the pace increase for the Cougars, and like you said, it was a little bit of a slow start. Not a good turnover there, though.
And down in front of the net for Ileana. And here comes Chicago, they'll work it back outside. Now inside of 2 minutes for the first period.
Yeah, 3-on-2 here.
The shot and
nice.
Stuffed.
And I don't know if it came over through the crowd mic or not, but you heard somebody shouting in the stands to get back. The forwards were a little bit slow getting back. I know you're at the end of a shift and you're getting tired. You have to get back, though, because you had that trailer open. And if Barr gives up a rebound there, which he doesn't, thankfully, for the Cougars, that's a good opportunity because you've got two Blackbirds players in front of the net.
Shot goes wide for Maynard. Couldn't tell if that was a shot or if he was trying to set up his
streaking. Either way, not a bad idea to get the puck toward the net. So this is one thing the Cougars want to guard against. You have a nice lead you've built up here after a sluggish start. You don't want to allow a late-minute goal. That was almost an opportunity for Ileana right there to cut the gap to one. So let's see if they can finish out this first period strong.
Chicago's first line on Zvane and Nickerson working around the net. And Raybach trailing that as well. Final 60 seconds of the first period. Pass goes way upstairs. And Nickerson will glove that and start it over again.
Ooh, just missed an outlet there to Zvane.
Zvane did touch it though, so this will not be icing. Third seconds to go. And Ileana has a chance. Deflected shot, no good. The net got jarred just a little bit. Barr working in front.
A lot of activity there.
We'll have 14 seconds left in the first period. Chicago leading this one 3-1.
All right, so here's one of those late period face-offs that are very important for both teams. Obviously, the Cougars, you want to win this, control possession, and they do. Let's see if they can maintain.
Working against the boards now under 10 seconds. Can Ileana get one more chance? Now Chicago's going to try to take it. And it is going to end harmlessly. Chicago a 3-1 advantage. And Eric, early on, some firepower we've seen from the Cougars after a slow start.
Yeah, that was it. And again, it was one of the things we talked about, keys to the game, is you want to make sure you're matching the intensity level. Just because you're not playing a top division team, you want to make sure that you're bringing your A game. Obviously, a little sluggish start there for the Cougars. But once they got their feet under them, their skates under them, I should say, you can see the firepower that's present on the Cougars.
Scoring for the Cougars, Krupp with a goal, Zvane, the Zvane train with a goal, and Raybach with a goal. And we are looking to go down. Chris Lobosco has one of the Cougars for us. Take it away, Chris.
And thanks, Eric, here with Olsen for the Cougars defenseman. And when you look at the start, I mean, a little bit slow for you guys, but I think you guys picked it up there towards the end.
Yeah, we came out a little slow that period. They jumped on us right away there. We just got to move our feet a little more, move the puck more. I feel like we just holding on too long and just got to move our feet and get open. That'll be fine.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of their opportunities were kind of turnovers and stuff where, like you said, just holding on it a little bit long. I thought pace, though, too, was a little slow for you guys. Is it just because a little bit of a weird start time for you guys? Is that part of it?
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. You know, 1 o'clock game, it's a little different. So I think if we come out in the second, play as hard as we can, I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, the power play. You guys had a couple there. Not too many opportunities, not too many shots. I mean, are they just doing a good job of keeping you guys to the outside, or what's got to change in that?
Yeah, they are. They're pressuring up high. We need to keep the puck down low, move our feet, create some lanes.
All right, thanks. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Chris. And that is Chris LeBosco down there with Matt Olson, who has done a nice job on the defensive side for the Chicago Cougars. Ileana took the early lead, and Chicago has fought their way back. Three unanswered goals so far. Eric O'Brien and Eric Willowhite up here as Chris tries to make his way back to the broadcast. Now, the Cougars up 3-1, but this could have been much different, Eric. Two power plays gone awry.
Yeah, exactly. So there was an opportunity to have even a larger lead. Now, the good thing, though, is that sometimes for the other team, if you have two good penalty kills, that could build some momentum on your side. That didn't happen. The Cougars kept the foot on the pedal. They were able to bury two other goals at even strength.
And again, Krops, Vane, and Raybach with goals that period. And for Ileana, Jake Krolak had that deflected goal. It was Maynard's shot that just touched the stick of Krolak.
Right.
Chris, welcome back.
Thank you. It was good to talk with Matt Olson, one of the leaders on this team, one of the captains, and I think a lot of what he said, guys, is true, too. His team, it's little things. It's not really big things that have caused these opportunities. Very small things. They change those couple of things up. This scoreboard could get real ugly.
It could. You know, over the course of that first period, the time of possession for the Cougars just increased. So, and he wasn't using it as an excuse either, the early start time, which
not
was good. It's a fact, but it's a fact for both teams.
Right.
So some adjustments going on, but again, once the Cougars got their skates under them, you were able to see them keep the momentum going and get this early lead.
Zamboni is freshening up the surface. That certainly has played a role in today's affair, and we'll see if it continues. Sportstown Chicago, the Chicago Cougars on top of the Ileana Blackbirds, 3-1, end of one, and we'll take our first intermission.
Check it out!